Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
What we saw yesterday, if Mark Zuckerberg is to be believed, I'm going to put that caveat on it, was a bloodless revolution. Not in modern human history, hundreds of years of it, have human beings ever gotten the level of free speech they will have if Mark Zuckerberg adopts X's, you know, non-censorship standards. I mean, the only other time human beings have gotten that level of free speech was after the revolution here in America.
Yep.
I'm absolutely serious. Yep. Washington would be amazed that no one had to die to get this level of free speech. Because if you go all throughout human history, nobody is allowed to speak this freely. They're not by anybody or any regime. The only time it ever came into being was after the revolution, and really not even in the Constitution, but in the Bill of Rights. That had the Bill of Rights to get to that. People had to die, a lot of them. And so this would have given Washington chills, what happened yesterday, if Zuckerberg is serious. Because it's going to change everything. And technology has made this bloodless revolution possible. You don't get to just go around firing off your mouth. Go ahead and try that in any other period of history. Heck, go back. I mean, even the ideals of democracy, I mean, came from what? Rome, Greece? Go ahead and try fire off your mouth like you do on X there. See how long you last. You won't. So if Zuckerberg does what he says, Lee, we will enter a period of human freedom where the First Amendment is exported in an almost unstoppable way around the globe. It gives me absolute chills.
Oh, that's what's got Europe worried, yeah.
Yeah, they're terrified. They're absolutely terrified. So let's start with some of what Zuckerberg said yesterday and just break it down.
It's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram. Governments and legacy media have pushed to censor more and more. A lot of this is clearly political. We're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the US. What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms.
Okay, let's start with that firstly. Okay, a lot of people saying, oh, he's just kissing a ring, Trump won. Well, okay, to Zuckerberg's credit, he began defying them with the letter to Congress he sent before the election, where he admitted that the FBI had misled him about the Hunter Biden laptop, that they had censored it because the FBI lied to them, essentially, and that that was wrong. Okay, so he stuck his neck out to his credit before the election. So that's going on. Okay, this part right here is the important part. This is the part that everyone is missing, especially on our side. Not my Battleground America listeners, they're getting it. There's something called the Digital Services Act in the EU, and there's a companion piece to it in the UK. It's the Public Safety Act, which demands censorship, and I'm talking Chinese-style censorship, be allowed to be done of Americans on social media by European and UK bureaucrats, or this is chiefly the Digital Services Act of the EU, it gets blocked by a digital wall eventually. At first, they just fine you 6% of your global revenues, not profits, revenues. That is exactly how China operates. There's a digital wall around China, right? So they're saying we're going to go full China, total censorship in Europe and the UK, because, of course, the UK is not part of the EU anymore, or our bureaucrats are going to censor Americans, including the Americans running for office here in South Carolina who want to run ads.
Yep.
Some bureaucrat in Brussels don't like it. Your ad comes down. I was screaming about this before the election. Well, they got really uppity about it and said, and by the way, the top prosecutor in the UK said, by the way, we're going to start extraditing Americans for trial for things they say on social media. Now, remember how terrified I was before the election, okay?
Yeah.
Because not only was there no reaction by the Biden administration or Kamala Harris, they were cool with it. Magic Mike, our speaker, said nothing. He was cool with it, too. Unless you doubt that he was on board, he tried to fund a censorship program just barely 4 weeks ago with the Democrats. Censorship program that would have demonetized Elon Musk, silenced conservatives, and taken the funds away from Breitbart, Daily Caller, all of our media. So he was on board too. They were all going to do this. Okay. Now, what did I say? And I don't know if you remember me saying this, Lee. We can fight this if somebody will stand beside Elon Musk.
Yeah, I remember you distinctly saying
I said, somebody's got to stand with him.
Times, yeah.
Got to say, no. No, we're not doing this. Because do you remember just what the norm was, say, under Reagan? And really even under Carter to some extent, right? Really, honestly, even up through George W. Bush to some extent, right? We would export freedom. We would point out human rights violations and free speech violations in other countries as part of our foreign policy, as part of our pressure campaign. That's gone under Joe Biden, the Democrat. That is absolutely gone. And it had gotten so out of control that our supposed European allies were saying, hey, we have the right to extradite Americans and persecute them. The Democrats were cool with it. In fact, remember we later found out they were actually in partnership with the Labor Party planning this the whole time. Remember the Labor Party actually sent 100 of its best to help Kamala campaign?
Right, from the UK. Sent them over here.
Yeah. So they we found out this wasn't just the Brits asserting
this. The British
this.
Are coming. The British are coming.
Well, they really were. This was the Democrats working with them, and this was Magic Mike going, hey, I'll give you the funding to do it. Okay? That's where we were. And by the way, and don't kid yourself, this was the other rhinos. It wasn't just Magic Mike, the speaker at the time. Again, less than a month ago. This is where we were, okay? This is what Zuckerberg has been looking at the whole time and going, damn, I can't fight Magic Mike and the Democrats, right? He can't. How's he going to fight that? So now what he's saying is, okay, Trump's in office. Magic Mike has got a nice shiny collar on him, a good choke collar. Trump's the one walking him like a dog, like a poodle. The Democrats aren't walking him anymore. And Zuckerberg said something absolutely remarkable. If the American government will return to the days, he didn't say this, but this is what he means, of Reagan, of even Carter, of even the beginning of George Bush regime, when we would project freedom and demand freedom of countries around the world, if you will back me, I can export free speech. This was remarkable yesterday. And exactly what I said. This is what we need. Somebody's got to stand with Musk.
We're going to work with President Trump to push back on governments around the world that are going after American companies.
Yes.
And pushing to censor more.
Yeah.
The U.S. has the strongest constitutional protections for free expression in the world. Europe has an ever-increasing number of laws institutionalizing censorship and making it difficult to build anything innovative there. Latin American countries have secret courts that can order companies to quietly take things down. China has censored our apps from even working in the country. The only way that we can push back on this global trend is with the support of the U.S. government.
Yes.
And that's why it's been so difficult over the past 4 years when even the U.S. government has pushed for censorship.
Bingo.
By going after us and other American companies, it has emboldened other governments to go even further. But now we have the opportunity to restore free expression, and I am excited to take it. It'll take time to get this right, and these are complex systems. They're never going to be perfect.
Okay, so, but think what he's saying there. This is it. Don't miss this moment in American history. This is huge, Lee.
It is an amazing
huge. Current.
And he's saying exactly what you and others have been saying for years about this situation. Exactly. I mean, this is almost like he's, you know, been listening to the Battleground America podcast and is taking your talking points and repeating them. But this is what's been going on for years.
And he's saying America must begin to project freedom again. If you back me, I can fight the Digital Services Act. I can fight these Latin American governments. Because, I mean, remember what we just saw, out of Brazil?
Brazil, yeah.
They seized Musk's assets.
Yeah.
Because he was allowing free speech on X.
Right.
And Zuckerberg's going, I'll stand beside him and I will fight for free speech in the world. I will fight these tyrants, but you got to back me.
Yeah.
I can't do it alone. And he's not wrong. He's saying, I couldn't come forward till now. Now, think about what else he's seen real quick. I want to just put this so people understand, okay? Wall Street Journal, the DOJ tried to criminally prosecute Elon Musk. Failed because he had better lawyers and they're kind of dumb. I mean, they're really not that smart. They're just Democrats. And they in the Wall Street Journal vowed on record in an interview, we're going to come back. We're going to regroup. We'll do better and we'll get him this time. And the Wall Street Journal did a whole editorial on, oh my gosh, this is fascism. I mean, this is terrible. You can't just go decide you're going to find a way to put a man in prison. This is what Zuckerberg was looking at here on our soil. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
It is an absolute sea change.
Yes.
If he does it, yes.
Well, you know what happened, though? And this makes me think he's serious, right? Joe Rogan did an amazing podcast on this a few weeks ago. I listened to it twice, all 2.5 hours. Mind-bending. There is a massive censorship industry, billions of dollars funded by Magic Mike and the Democrats, our government, to censor conservatives. It goes to universities. It goes to what used to be newspapers, liberal media outlets, right? And there's two main funders, Magic Mike and the Democrats, i.e. Congress with printed dollars, and Lee, Meta, right? Ton of people have jobs. It employs thousands. Meta pulled the plug on it yesterday. No more money. The media screaming like scalded cats. He just took his hand and wiped all the dominoes right off the table, said, I'm defunding you. Well, Magic Mike was just forced, and the Democrats, to defund the State Department's censorship program of conservatives. It looks like they're serious to me. Not Magic Mike and the Democrats. I mean Meta. Whole thing just went under. They lost most of their funding. I mean, let freedom ring.